Stop. There's your problem, right there. As you can see, Ms. Crane is reaching as high as she can. She's even on her tippy toes. And yet the hammer is hitting the back of Manny's head. But Mr. Bondurant's injuries weren't to the back of his head. They were right on top. And clearly, she can't reach him. Not well enough to deliver a blow with sufficient force, which means Miss Trammell wouldn't have been able to either. Thank you.
Okay, Doctor, that all makes sense, but what if Mitchell Bondurant was bending over? Couldn't he have bent down to, say, tie his shoe?
He could have, but Mr. Bondurant sustained injuries to his knees at the time of death, which indicate that he fell forward after he was struck. Now, if he had been bending over, the distance between his knees and the ground wouldn't have been great enough to create those injuries.
So there's no way someone of my client's height could have had Mitchell Bondurant on the top of his head with a hammer?
Under the circumstances as we know them, no, there is not.
It's not possible?
It's physically impossible.
Thank you, Doctor.
Ms. Freeman.
May I?
Of course.
How about now?
Sure. In a scenario in which Mr. Bondurant was staring straight up into the sky, it might be possible. But there's no evidence to indicate that was the case.
Did you examine the crime scene yourself, Dr. Arslanian?
No, but I did examine every police photo of it. I also checked the maintenance logs from the garage. There were no leaky pipes or burned out light bulbs. Nothing he would have been staring up at.
What about a spider?
A spider?
You know, lowering itself from its web, you see something out of the corner of your eye or feel something on your head, and instinctively, it's possible, isn't it?
Perhaps. But forensics is about the likely probabilities, not the endless possibilities.
The truth is, though, Doctor, that you really have no way of knowing for sure what happened in the garage that day, do you?
None of us do.
Thank you. Nothing further.
Hey, can I ask you something? What's this guy got to do with it?
The building inspector?
Yeah, I saw him at the courthouse, too, but isn't he with the health department?
Health department? Oh, Walter came as a city building inspector.
No, that's the same guy. He came by the restaurant to do a surprise check. I remember because it was the day before Lisa got arrested.
The day before? When he was inspecting the restaurant, did he have access to Lisa's garage?
Yeah, the gas line runs through it.
Did you go in with him?
No, I mean, it was the middle of the lunch rush.
Where are the files on the terrazzo?
Here.